Now, we move on here, and we begin at verse 7. He says now, because we're in this sixth chapter, where Israel is admonished now in the present to depart from iniquity. And the reason, of course, is that it's going to lead to the destruction of the nation. And he makes this remarkable statement, Amos does, in verse 7. Therefore now shall they go captive with the first that go captive, and the banquet of them that stretch themselves shall be removed. Now this is a remarkable statement, and because of these three great sins, he says, therefore. And as we said last time, that we just heard a new one about that little word, therefore, that when you come to it in the Bible, you better investigate and see why it's there for. And so, therefore, here leads to this great statement, and it is that the northern kingdom will go into captivity first. And that is the direction in which they were moving, and they were moving rapidly. They were much closer to it than they could really believe. Now, verse 8, and we'll continue to move on down now. The Lord God hath sworn by himself, saith the Lord, the God of hosts, I abhor the excellency of Jacob and hate his palaces. Therefore will I deliver up the city with all that is in it. Now, God hated all of this. If you want to know God's attitude today to the present-day philosophy of the new morality regarding sex and gluttony and the music and drunkenness, why, God makes it very clear here. God says he hates it. And they had become, as a result, a godless nation. Now, these things take you away from God and will not bring you to God at all. Verse 9, and it shall come to pass, if there remain 10 men in one house, that they shall die. In other words, there would be no defense for 10 men to get in one house. They might think that would be protection, that no one could take them. Well, God says they all are going to die. Verse 10, and a man's uncle shall take him up, and he that burneth him to bring out the bones of the house shall say unto him that is inside of the house, is there yet any with thee? And he shall say, no. Then shall he say, hold thy tongue, for we may not make mention of the name of the Lord. Now, this is a strange statement, but it just simply means this, that it was a day when there was no freedom of religion. They could worship among idols and go into idolatry, but they could not even mention the name of the Lord.